Welcome back to another edition of the 5 Minute Friday. Brian and John are here with you. Big news in the NBA. Kristaps Porzingis says he wants a trade, and half an hour later, he gets a trade. He heads over to Dallas in a monster deal. Porzingis, Hardaway, and Courtney Lee go from the Knicks to Dallas. Dallas sends DeAndre Jordan, Dennis Smith Jr., Wes Matthews, 2021 first-round pick, unprotected, and 2023 first-round pick, a top 10. Johnny, who do you think came away on the better end of the deal here?
Oh, it's almost impossible to not say Dallas in my mind. I mean, you're able to pair up a 7-footer stretch power forward center, whatever you want to call him, tremendous shooter with great ball handling ability with one of the best first-year passers the NBA has seen in a long time. I think if they're able to cut a deal with Kristaps to extend him, he's currently a restricted free agent. If they're able to sign him to a decent deal and add a couple more pieces around him, I think Dallas is going to have a very exciting future. It'll be a fun team to watch for at least the next 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, so a key piece that I forgot to mention is Dallas did, in fact, sign Porzingis to a qualifying offer, which essentially takes away his restricted free agency this year, keeps him on the team for next year, but would make him an unrestricted free agent. Some are saying this opens up space for the Knicks to go get a guy like Kevin Durant and then re-sign Porzingis in the offseason in 2020. But I don't know. It's just been so tumultuous between them so far. I don't see that happening.
Right. I think Dallas will get a deal done with Kristaps to keep him around for quite some time. They'll pair him up with Luka, and you'll see a very fun, entertaining, and a tremendous passing team in Dallas for a long time. You know, you could say that from the Knicks' perspective, they gave up a tremendous young player in Porzingis, but this is exactly what they wanted. They wanted cap space. They're going to have a very good pick, very good chance at the number one overall pick, which we presume will be Zion Williamson.
Yep.
They will have cap space to go out and try to sign a Kevin Durant, a Kyrie Irving, a Kawhi Leonard, guys who are very talented. It's a tremendous free agent class this year. I mean, you could, in theory, with Zion, sign two incredible free agents and have a budding superstar at the number one overall pick and be far off and accelerate your rebuilding timeline through this type of deal. So I'm not completely opposed to it. I'm sure Knicks fans will feel like the rug's been pulled out from them once again, but it's a tremendous move to try and free up the space that Dolan and the Knicks front office want to go after some of these guys.
Yeah, it's a massive gamble in terms of just like future assets. You're betting on the lottery, the ping pong balls to bounce your way, which if you're a Knicks fan, you're like, there's no fucking shot. We've got a chance here. But when you look at it, pretty much the only selling point at this rate is that you play in New York at Madison Square Garden. I don't think there's really anything appealing about the Knicks outside of that fact. James Dolan does not seem like a very likable guy as an owner. The team itself, there's just it's completely devoid of talent. Kevin Knox, their first-round pick this year, hasn't been great, but he's been okay. And I mean, Tim Hardaway is probably their best player this year because he was the only one that was really healthy throughout. I don't know what they're going to do. Obviously, make the plays in free agency, but if they swing and miss, then what are they like? Where do they go from there? That's the question.
Right. I actually.
Or what happens if they fall outside of the top three? Even if they get number three, though, like, are they going to take Ja Morant at number three? It's tough to find a way where if the Knicks don't land the number one pick and at least one big free agent, they've done anything right.
Right. As you said, it's a tremendous gamble. I actually, and this is a bold prediction, wouldn't be surprised if Kevin Durant ends up as a New York Knicks. I think with all of the talk of him being soft, joining a top team already, I think he has a tremendous personal focus on establishing his legacy as a guy who can do it on his own. And I think the mix of big market, big money, being able to be that guy who brings the Knicks back, I think those are factors that will appeal to Durant in free agency. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up there. But to your point, let's say the ping pong balls don't go the way of Patrick Ewing when there's the whole conspiracy of the frozen lottery ball. Let's say they don't get Zion, right? Even if you end up in the top three, you pick Ja Morant or RJ Barrett, you're still a very talented player. Let's say you fall out of that, which I believe they won't, but if you're able to still get a talented player, you get at least one or two top free agents, I think you come out okay on this one.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge if, but it's that's what they need at this point. They gave up a really good young player who is injury-prone, but he's still very good. The other thing to mention in the NBA, Anthony Davis demanding a trade from New Orleans. Lakers very much interested. They've already been rumored to either have offered or have these guys available to New Orleans. Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Zubac, and their first-round pick this year. Does a deal get done between L.A. and New Orleans, and how many players? I mean, we did talk about it, letmebefrankblog.com, that Lonzo has come out and said if he gets traded, he'd like to be traded to the Chicago Bulls, which is just out of nowhere. And I'm kind of intrigued by it, but do you think a deal gets done where we see Anthony Davis as a Laker this year?
I think it does get done. If you had asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said they'll wait till the summer and they'll trade him to Boston. But I think now at this point, with the very public, you know, trade demand that he's made, you know, taking a hit of $50,000 to do so, I think he's made it very clear that he wants to end up in LA, whether it's after a 1 year rental or whether it's right now. I think the Lakers are motivated while LeBron is still at the end of his prime. So pair him up with some great talent and try and go out and then sign maybe a Kyrie Irving or another top player. Mm-hmm. I think they've seen what they have in Lonzo, Ingram, Kuzma, you know, and the potential of their pick, which right now is at the end of the lottery. I think the Lakers are willing to take that gambit. I think Magic Johnson wants to bring Showtime back to the Staples Center. And I do think, and I think it'll come down to the wire, but I do think Anthony Davis ends up as a Laker at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I think the big thing we have to realize here is the Lakers are not going to be built through the draft like some other teams have been. They are going to be built by trades, by free agency. They are a destination. They're not going to be a team that really does draft guys. Obviously, they can do it later in the rounds, kind of pull a San Antonio Spurs, but as of now, they'll be looking to build that way. But that's what we've got going on in the NBA. I can't say the league itself has been very interesting this year, but the transactions and the other side of the business have certainly been that. As always, you can check us out, letmebefrankblog.com, and we will be back with you next week for another 5-Minute Friday.